Okay, before we go downstairs, we all are very proud of you. We wish you the best of luck. Break a leg. An expression. It means great luck.
Dance teacher Erin Sullivan has just led her students in some last-minute breathing and stretching exercises. Right behind them in the hallway, teacher Josie Carboni scans another group of jittery third graders decked out in makeup and colorful feathered headbands. They'll slip into the rest of their costumes backstage.
Excellent. You guys look great. Headbands look great. Deep breath. We have to look sharp. This is our first performance. You've got your lip gloss. Put it on. Is anyone nervous?
It's going to be a long
practice.
I just ignore the audience. That's what I always do.
This is history, baby. This is the first show ever of Bronx Arts.
Bronx Arts, that's what most of the students here, kindergartners through third graders, call it. They spend 2 hours longer in school than most kids, so every day they can take classes in dance, music, theater, or visual art. Tonight, they're bringing it all together. Downstairs, the auditorium is almost full and buzzing with parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. And now, after hours of buildup, it's showtime. Eric Plax, the music teacher and director of arts, is also the MC.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our first ever evening winter performance in the history of Bronx Charter School for the Arts. This is truly a historic event. My stomach is filled with butterflies right now. Our school, with 160 students, has completely packed this auditorium, which seats 500. What you're going to see tonight is some very special performances by each and every class that is present at Bronx Charter School for the Arts.
The show begins with a class of kindergartners singing their hearts out while images of artwork by most of the school's students are projected onto a big screen to the right of the stage. After the first graders sing and clap a spirited rendition of Shoo Fly, the second graders perform dramatic readings of haikus. And then the main event, fully staged productions of two creation myths. Bronx Arts teachers wrote the script and the music. The first is the Taino story of Yaya and the Gourd.
Once there was a dry and dusty place, there lived a man named Yaya and his wife.
This is serious stuff for young kids. It's a story about a man whose son dies. Clearly, 9-year-old Luis Diaz Jr. has been paying attention in theater class. Such agony coming out of his little frame, he rolls around on the ground, gripping his head in his hands.
Hopefully nothing gets salty in my tears.
Part two is a Chinese creation myth about the birth of the elements. Kids are dressed as dragons in vibrant shades of red, yellow, and purple. The long, flowing purple scarves they wave represent water.
And that's how Tulane received water!
Okay. We have so many people that we would like to thank.
Xanthi Jory is the school's director.
And the first round of applause really needs to go to all the parents and family members and siblings that came tonight.
Parents have been coming to the school for meetings and workshops even before it opened, Still, Eric Plax can't believe tonight's turnout.
I taught at a school with 1,700 students prior to working at Bronx Charter School for the Arts, and we would draw fewer people to our winter performances than we did with our 160 students tonight.
After it's over, the kids are a little relieved and wound up with the feeling of being on stage.
I felt proud of myself because I used to make mistakes and I wasn't that loud, but today I didn't make a mistake and I was loud.
Well, I like when you're talking, if you're acting, the audience are looking at you and they're really listening.
When you're a character, it feels like you're an actual other person.
Another student, third grader Stephanie Sanchez, whose twin sister Elizabeth also attends Bronx Arts, waxes philosophical.
Arts is something very important in life, so I think that, yeah.
She adds, if you don't have arts in your life, your life is actually bad. For Studio 360, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
Alicia Zuckerman has been covering the Bronx Charter School for the Arts since September, and she'll be there through June. To listen to this or the first installment of the series, go to studio360.org.